The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Cornelia on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I am with my beautiful co-host, Ahana, from Rise and Be Rich, and we're here to talk about our small business, and we're here to talk about how to find leads for your business now. And like I said, Ahana is here to give us a 72-hour plan, which I'm really excited about. Welcome to the show, Ahana.
Hi, and thank you.
Yes. So you in the show notes, you talked about that one of the biggest challenges that people are faced with right now, and I can relate, and all of us can relate, by small business owners, solo entrepreneurs, is cash flow, because things are really shifting and changing because the world right now is looking at a need versus a want. And there's a lot of things that were happening out there. But you're saying that with COVID-19 and changes in the market and customer behavior, it's really hitting hard for so many solo and small business owners, right? Yes. And the biggest detriment to having a strong cash flow is a steady flow of leads and clients. And with everything that's happening around you, how can you start getting your leads to your business right now? That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about what are the biggest challenges that solopreneurs face, that small business owners are going through, which direction should you be taking your business at this time? How do you start generating leads for your business? And how can you take your leads into becoming clients with you? What can you do in the next 30 days to turn your cash flow around? That's a hallelujah. What's your 72-hour plan to jumpstart your leads? And so in this segment here, we're going to talk about, as business owners, we have to become aware of how the market is changing. Instead of giving into stress and fear of the change, there are massive opportunities right now that entrepreneurs can capitalize on to take this time to make their lives better and their customers' lives better. So what are those opportunities? What should we know about these market changes? That's what we're going to talk about. Right, Ahana?
Yeah, absolutely. We have to be aware of the market before we start planning these changes.
Yes. And so what are some of, you're talking about market, and then some of the changes in the market that people should be aware of at this time?
Well, right now, obviously, because of the COVID-19, there's a lot of changes, but we've been looking at trends happening for quite a while. So as small business owners and solo entrepreneurs, we don't really monitor these changes. There's a lot of research out there, but there are some big shifts happening which are impacting not just small businesses, but big businesses as well. But for all of us, there are three important shifts that we have been monitoring, and especially now with this coronavirus, that we have to look at. One is that consumer behavior is changing. Second is more people, they are shopping online. So digital, everything is going digital. And the third thing is that we're having huge job losses. And there's a lot of, on one hand, we're having job losses. On the other hand, there's a lot of people moving into remote working. So it shifts priorities on how and what people buy. So let me get into a little bit. Let me explain it. The first thing we need to know is that there's a new market sentiment, especially since the outbreak. And it changes our lifestyle, shopping, social, entertainment activities. And people went from, proactive to reactive buying. People are shopping now for restricted living conditions. Yes, we'll move through it and we'll come out on the other end. But what this does is it actually creates a habit permanent behavior change in customer behavior moving forward. The second thing that we need to look at is towards e-commerce or online retail.
Yeah.
There is a huge change in shopping behavior of online versus offline right now. But this trend we have been monitoring all throughout. I mean, marketers were talking about this trend for the longest time. But at least over the next few months, this trend is going to continue and get deeper and deeper. So at some point, in-store will be back. But we are so getting used to going online, checking products, comparing prices, figuring out more options, and then taking buying decisions. So this decision-making process is probably going to stay on with customers. And then the third thing is the job losses. Because with job losses, it changes everything of what is essential and not essential. In our mind, we start categorizing them. And I read, I think, yesterday that U.S. has had 22 million unemployed. Right now, there are 22 million people. Wow. So that's huge. And that's wiping out a decade of job gains. That's 10 years. So many people are working from home as well. So the ones who are working from home. And then when people work from home, it changes how they operate, how they think, how they work, but also how they buy and what they buy. So in short, as we're moving to this new normal, so we are moving to a new normal state. But as we move through this and then return back to our daily routines, people will still operate with this renewed cautiousness, you know, and these permanent shifts like e-commerce, you know, looking at hygiene products, the way things, you know, what they buy, what's essential and what's not. So this will make the permanent changes in the market.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned a lot of things. So many things are clicking within my brain. But I know that you've done a lot of research and surveys that you've done. And so what are the biggest challenges that entrepreneurs or solopreneurs, small business owners are facing right now? What is the biggest need of the hour?
So we did a bunch of webinars and conferences over the last 2 weeks. I mean, it's just, we had just one after the other over the last 2 weeks because a lot of people are looking for this information. And we got a lot of feedback, but there was one particular webinar where we did a direct survey and asked for the biggest challenge. And pretty much everybody wrote cash flow, but cash flow, you know, when you're talking about cash flow and leads, it's kind of like a chicken and egg situation with cash flow and leads. I mean, you need leads in order to have cash flow. If you don't have cash flow, you can't invest back in marketing and get those leads. But even when Daniel is, you know, making the calls to the, we get a lot of queries. So he's making the calls and he's talking to these small business owners. It is all about, you know, their business is really cash poor right now. So they're letting go, like even solo entrepreneurs letting go of remote workers, freelance staff on their projects. So this is happening very, very quickly. But if I could just pull away from this, you know, what's happening because of COVID-19 and just look at the bigger needs of what solo entrepreneurs and small business owners need, what is affecting their cash flow, we could say it's actually the ability to generate leads and quality leads. Quality leads are qualified leads which actually convert into customers. So, you know, HubSpot on lead nurturing, these are statistics that HubSpot came up with for 2020. A company's top marketing challenge is always about generating traffic and leads and converting those leads. So there's a 74% prioritization on converting leads, followed by 54% driving traffic to websites. So these three things go hand in hand. Finding the traffic, where do I find it? How do I drive it? How do I get them on the landing page and convert it into my mailing list? And then how do I nurture those leads in a way that drives conversion? Because we know that a majority of the traffic coming in, they probably are not ready for your products right now. They'll probably be ready in a few months. So the nurturing process is important so that when they're ready, they start working with you. So right now, I think the biggest need, even though people are saying cash flow, the biggest need of the hour is for us to solve the lead generation problem for solo entrepreneurs and small business owners. And that includes, you know, how to drive traffic, how to get those leads and how to convert those leads into your list or into your appointments or into having a sales conversation with you. I think that's the biggest need right now, and that would open up the cash flow for many small business owners.
Yeah. Do you find that, you know, with the solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, do you find that people, how do you feel that people are with selling? Like, you know, because you're talking about conversion. And yeah. So if people aren't comfortable in selling and knowing and really being able to have that conversation about what it is that they're offering that's going to really help their client, right? If they're not good at closing the sale, then do you find that a lot of entrepreneurs have a challenge with that?
They do, because it also starts with your mindset. Like, a lot of entrepreneurs have been writing in, okay, how can I sell during these, you know, this time? The thing is, you are anyway selling something at all times, even if it's your perspective. So what you have to understand is you have to shift your mindset from selling to serving pretty much instantaneously. Like, you have to shift it to not how many products or how many classes or how many sessions I sell. You have to shift it to how can I serve the biggest need of my audience right now. And so when you move into service, you no longer are selling. So you start feeling, you shift out the negative feelings of selling to actually how can I serve best. So that's really important. And then you have to learn the strategies on how to bring someone into a conversation. Like, we will never take on a client if they're not ready, right? So there's no point in taking on a client or forcing a course or a service on a client if they're not ready or willing to shift themselves. So we have to be mindful of that. And that's why the process of getting qualified leads is important, because when the qualified leads come to you and they're ready to talk to you, then you are no longer selling something, you're just being of service. And the product sells itself. So I think that shift in mindset we have to make. And right now, so many people are hurting in so many ways, and our skills and our gifts and our experience are of high value to so many people. We have to understand that it's not about your thinking about whether or not I should sell. It's about somebody else needing your help. Do you not want to be there for them? So that's the way we need to think.
Yeah, it is perception. It is, you know, perception. Having the right mindset and being able to be really clear, like you said, offering a service, offering your, you know, service to people that is really going to be of service to them, because yeah. they are looking for what it is that you are bringing and yeah. what you have to offer. They're looking for that. Mm-hmm. So when we know that, when we have that mindset that they're looking for it, you have it. It's just a matter of alignment and coming together at that right timing, isn't it? And the yeah. nurturing of the relationship that you talked about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Why don't we, Ahana, take a break? And when we come back, we're going to talk about the opportunity for us to change now when we come back.
Perfect.
Okay.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
For stimulating conversation and keys that will change your life, tune in to Dynamic Destiny with Coach Pete every first and third Wednesday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Pete to get clarity for your calling and practical wisdom for results. For more about Coach Pete, visit PeteCoaching.com. That's P-E-T-E Coaching.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Living a richly abundant life sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with Ahana today from Rise and Be Rich, and we're talking about how to generate leads and how to, she's got a 72-hour plan that she's going to share with us here in just a moment. I just want to say, you know, Ahana and Daniel both, they're from Australia, okay, and they come here and join us live once a month to help entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, small business owners gain market share. And these guys know what they're talking about because they are in this business. This is what they do. They help many, many people from around the world. And I'm so grateful that you're here right now in the midst of all of this. And I was talking to you during the break, you know, how are things in Australia, you know, and how are you guys faring well with everything that's going on? So you shared that. And with all the challenges prior to us going to break that we've talked about and the changes in the market, where is the opportunity right now? And how can we capitalize on these opportunities now to fill our business with leads? Because every entrepreneur, every person wants that. So let's find out and see what Ahana has to say. What do you think the process is, Ahana, that business owners should use right now in the never-ending supply of leads? And what process do you use?
So this is interesting because the process has changed a little bit. We have started changing the process, but it's working really well for us and for our clients. But I wanted to actually give on the show, I wanted to give a 9-step process so that people can actually note it down. And really, if we can manage these 9 steps, we should be able to generate leads and keep generating leads. So we've been providing services and doing coaching on lead generation for a long time. But for us, we mostly when we do lead gen, we lead with content marketing. In fact, if you look at statistics, content marketing is the only way to generate long-term sustainable leads. So over a period of time, this is what generates what we call that high quality or qualified leads. But right now, we are all kind of a little bit stuck. So getting customer attention and getting them to sign up on your list, on your community, really connecting with them and getting them to come to your list, to come to your community, that is important. And it is also quite difficult right now because obviously the market sentiment is a little bit, is this essential, is it not? So we created this 9-step process for ourselves and our clients, and it works really well for this market. So I wanted to give you these 9 steps. So step number 1, whenever you start to shift any strategy whether it's a marketing strategy, a business strategy, a social media marketing strategy, it doesn't matter what strategy you're changing, you have to do an audit. So step one is always do an audit. So you can have the business audit, which is how do I restructure a business? You could do a marketing audit. What marketing is working for me? What not? Where am I? We can look at the analytics behind your website, what's really happening there, the different marketing strategies. So that's a marketing audit. Or you could go very specific that I'm reaching out to my market with social media marketing. So here's a social media marketing audit. But whatever it is, do that audit first. We look at what is working for you and where are the gaps. Find the gaps. Then you start planning on filling those gaps and what marketing tactics work for you. So that's step one. Step two, once you figured out the gaps, you will automatically know how to reposition yourself. The first thing you need to do is optimize your profiles. Profiles on the website, profiles on social media, because when someone comes to your website or your profile to look for what it is that you're doing, it has to be optimized. You have to clearly tell them, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is what you need to know. And this is what you will benefit from what I have to share. So step number two is optimizing your profile. Now, traditionally, step number three would have been building authority with content. That's what we teach in Rise and Be Rich. But with this time, and we started noticing this kind of like end of last year, that content marketing takes a long time. A lot of business owners are not getting any leads or very few leads coming into, for either appointments or into their list. So right now we have to shift, we have to get that moving fast. So the third step is active prospecting. So active prospecting allows us to quickly grow our network, look for leads and referral partners within our network. And I'm talking about, you could do this through social media. So this is this will start putting leads very quickly into appointment funnels. And I will explain what active prospecting is in just a while. But with active prospecting, you can just very quickly, in 30 days, you can start moving very, very fast and try to fill up your leads or fill up your appointments. So these are the first three steps, which are absolutely essential right now. Then once you've got active prospecting and you're starting to get these leads, number four is start building your content on your platform, which is the website, on your social channels, and become a brand authority. People will only, the biggest way to get attention is to build trust, to build connection and trust. So building authority is key. So that's step number four. And then step number five is you enhance that authority by building a really strong and robust social media marketing plan. So you have to find the right mix of social media marketing that drives traffic back to those landing pages. So that's number five. Now, the traffic is coming. They're all, now you're driving traffic. Now you've mastered that. Step number six is how do you get, they're coming onto your website. Let's convert them into your lead generation funnel. So you have to have a really powerful lead conversion or lead generation funnel right now. It's led by what you're offering right up front, which is your lead magnet or, the freebie that you're offering. It has to be really powerful at this time. It has to really connect with your audience. It has to answer the needs for your customer right now. In fact, we are in the process of changing ours. So our website's going to change a fair bit over the next couple of weeks. So that's step number six. Step number seven is when the leads come through, and through the lead generation funnel, then we need to, we talked about getting them into lead generation funnel, then we're nurturing these leads. But when they come through into an appointment, we have to have a very powerful presentation for them. And this presentation has to help them undergo a change very quickly. So something that is really powerful experience for your customer. So that's your seven. And then eight is your onboarding process. It has to be easy for people to join. A lot of people are planning big high item products. But if you look at how some of the top entrepreneurs are bringing them into your funnel, right now, a lot of entrepreneurs are giving the first month of their membership free, or they're giving a free program for them to hop back in, or they're giving a $1 or $27 or $49. Like, you have to lead in with a small product and then upsell. And then finally, of course, you upsell. And then use your existing client base, use them as referral partners, affiliate marketing partners to generate more leads back to you. So that's the 9 steps that you can use in sequence to have a steady flow of leads. It takes about 30 to 90 days to really get this right. But once you've done it, you will keep on getting that steady flow of leads coming to you.
I just want to let the audience know that if you're listening to this later on the replay, or if you are watching it later on YouTube, those 9 steps that Ahana talked about, step 1 would be audit. I remember step 1 is audit, because the reason why audit is so important is always evaluating where you are now. Same yes. thing, you're processing emotions, and when you're, you know, same thing is always asking, where am I now? What's working? Right, what's not working? Yeah. Right? Yeah. So audit is a really important thing. But the reason why I'm saying all of this is, if you're watching this later, type the 9 steps into the chat for us. That would be great, because this is going to help somebody else. So and it's also going to help you, because as you're typing it out right away, you can then copy and paste and go to work and make your list and get going, because these are really, really great tips. I know there's a lot of people right now that are looking at re-strategizing, pivoting, changing things, what's working, what's not working. And these guys are on the leading edge for entrepreneurs, helping you to get started, to shift and, you know, pivot so that you can work with the audience right now, the people that are looking for you, which is really important. Ahana, let's take another break. And when we come back, we're going to go more into, I guess, lead prospecting, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about active prospecting. I think it's important for people to understand that.
Absolutely. Okay. So let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at maryjanemack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? We're tired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, yippee-skippy to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year we gotta show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Okay, so we've given you all the 9 steps on what you can do right now to get started with revamping your business strategy. And now we're going to talk deeper about what is active prospecting, Ahana.
Yeah, so I really wanted to explain this to, you know, because a lot of people will probably not understand what do you mean by active prospecting. So this is not cold calling. So active prospecting is using your social media to grow your network. So what we do is when we're working with a client, we help them grow their network. And the network comprises of influencers, it comprises of peers that you can do swaps with. And then it also involves potential clients. So it's about growing this network of people who are interested in either collaborating with you, in your opportunity, and in an offer. So there are all these different types of people. Now, it's a process that is also called social selling by a lot of people. So we use social media to drive potential customers to either, you know, a conversation with you or to a small buy-in offer. But there is a process to do this, and we have to do it with the right message, because obviously you don't want to spam people, and you have to have the right script, and you have to have the right way of communicating with people. You can't be salesy. A lot of people you'll see is very, very spammy. I have an opportunity. Are you interested in me? That's in looking at it. That's not the way to do it. So you have to approach people with a win-win solution. If you can get your strategy and your script right, you'll actually start receiving feedback or people getting back to you saying, let's have a chat or let's have a conversation or how can I set up an appointment? And so there's a strategy involved. And I spend a lot of time when we're working with customers to look at their clients' need. What is it that their clients want at this time? And then create that win-win solution and the copy for it. So that's the first part. So the first part is creating the copy, understanding what your customer needs and getting prepared to roll that out. The second part is actually volume, the number of people you need to outreach or go out to in order for you to get those leads. So numbers and tracking are very important. And it takes time to do active prospecting, but it is phenomenal once it works. So there's some essential things that you need to do. For example, you have to keep your social media profiles active. You have to optimize your profile. I mentioned a few of these before. And then you have to post, like you have to post really relevant content, but then you're doing this active prospecting at the back of it and sending out messages and then tracking the responses. So this helps a lot of business owners open cash flow. We do active prospecting at all times. We do active prospecting and content marketing together at all times within our teams. But I'll give you an example. We did a lead gen challenge. We were about 1,000 people in that social media group, and we did a lead gen challenge in 5 days. So the first day or so, a day or two were training. So we, you know, planned it, and then they went and rolled out for the, you know, the next 3 or 4 days. And within 5 days, the group had collected 12,000 leads. That's averaging about 120 leads for each person in that group in 5 days. So this is the power of active prospecting. If done right, it actually brings you a lot of people that you can have conversations with. Remember that some of these conversations are collaboration conversations. Some of them are client conversation, and some of them could be just, you know, exchanging information and helping each other grow in your business. But either ways, that's really powerful growth for your business.
Is that something that you are offering right now, a free strategy call for people that are looking at, you know, looking at this? Are you offering free calls for people?
Well, they can get on to. So we have a, we can do a 72-hour plan for people. Okay. And the 72-hour plan for people, we're going to talk about it later, but, you know, I'm happy to bring it up now, is actually to understand what your next step is. So for people who are ready, they can actually jumpstart with active prospecting pretty much. They can start in the 72 hours and then roll it out over 30 days, and they should be able to get very good quality conversations happening for their business. So we do offer it as a service. On the free call, we need to map out what is it that you need to do next, because there are little pieces that you need to have before you jump on to this doing active prospecting, but we can map that out very, very quickly on what you need to do in the next 72 hours.
Yeah. I'm so glad that we're talking about that, because a lot of people are, you know, not sure, not certain with how to move forward. So if somebody is really having trouble right now getting leads, what can they do in the next 30 days now to start getting their cash flow into their business? And how can they turn their business around quickly? Because what's the alternative? The door's closed.
Yeah. So this is, you know, in order to start generating clients, we need to resolve that leads, generating quality leads first. So if you have to jumpstart your cash flow, the first focus has to be on traffic and getting leads right now. So when you look at the 9 steps that I've given, it's steps 1, 2, 3 is what you need to implement in the first 30 days. So, in 72 hours, you can get ready to then roll this out. And you can go over the next 30 days and just do this. For some people, it'll be really tough because they want results right away, but it takes a little bit of time to start rolling in. But you can see at least conversations starting to happen within 30 days, and really good conversations that can take your business forward. So the fastest way to fill your appointments is to work with active prospecting. So if you do this for 30 days, you will open up tons and tons of sales conversations. The second step then will be to look at your offer and then look at what your audience needs right now, and then create that low cost entry offer. So when these conversations happen, you're able to convert them very, very quickly. Yesterday, we were talking, last evening actually for us, we were talking with a UK-based client, and they had a 12-week course, and I said, well, if you go with a 12-week course, it's going to be really difficult for someone to sign up. But if you go with a 2 hours workshop as a lead in, which is a low cost, but actually maps up the 12 weeks, go with that. That's a good entry point, and you'll be able to convert that very, very fast on these sales conversations or on these leads coming through to you. So we have to lead in with the active prospecting, and then create an offer that people will pick up right now, because to them that will be like, this is really essential. I get to grab this. This is at a low price. I would get onto this right now. And then that gives them, and then you give them an amazing experience in that workshop or in that whatever that you're offering, and then move into upsell. But I think that is the most important thing to do right now over the next 30 days. Start your active prospecting, look at your offer, entry-level offer.
You know, I think here's another thing that I think is like super important. Key is a lot of people are expecting quick results. Yeah. And I think that right there is something to really set aside and not have those expectations. That whatever it is that you're doing right now is really about finding a new way of doing this. And whatever that new way is, what you're talking about, is that it's going to take a little while to build those results and not have those expectations right away. I think that's a really big important piece, because it's going to release some of the pressure from yourself, because then you can just have fun with.
Yeah, fun is so important right now. You have to have fun. And one of the things I want to tell people is that when you're doing active prospecting, it feels a little bit, because you're out of your comfort zone. And that is why we all actually have a service. If somebody is not good at doing active prospecting, they don't know how to do it themselves, we actually have a service that whereby they can hire somebody to actually do it for them. And we're trying to partner up with somebody to do it for them. And then we'll write all the scripts and everything down. But it is still out of people's comfort zone. But you have to understand, this is how we communicate. How did I get to know you, Cornelia? How do I get, like, this is our natural way of communication. So we have to use that right now. We have to move out of, you know, what will people think of me, to how can I help as many people as I can? How can I be generous? What can I do to reach out right now? And then your active prospecting takes a very, very different, you know, it looks very different, and it will work for you. So yes, we need to be a little bit patient for it to start working, because you may not be prepared and you might have to do a little bit work before you can roll this out. But the point is that we generated over 100 leads in 5 days, right? Each one of us on the lead gen challenge. You can do it. When you're prepared, you're ready, boom, it'll happen really, really fast for you. So just have that in mind as you're moving forward or through this.
Yeah, and I'd like to right now challenge the audience right now, that people, the entrepreneurs that are listening to it, is take on that challenge. Take on that lead gen challenge. Take on this 72-hour master plan with Ahana and Daniel, and do this work, because it's really going to enhance your business and, you know, support you in focusing on turning leads into paying clients, right?
Yeah. Well, the leads into paying clients, that your nurturing, your sales conversation and your nurturing is where you will turn those leads into paying clients.
Yeah. I mean, that's really the thing. And that takes a while. It's not like just like making a call. It's really about building relationships. It's building relationships.
Huge. Yeah.
It's huge. Yeah. To see if we're a match, to see how we can support each other and all of those things, to see what are the things that your business is offering to your client that's really going to solve their problems, that's really going to help them. Because again, there's a lot of people out there. What is so unique about your business? And always bringing that to the forefront, being able to market that, being able to speak to that, being able to share that, you know, from a place of passion and fun.
Yeah, exactly. It's important to have fun, and it's really important to have a strong strategy and go out there and do this for the benefit of your audience, for the benefit of your target market, not just stay in that mentality or mindset of, oh my goodness, I don't, you know, not much is working for me. Where do I go from here? So you have to shift that very quickly. And all these services that we're providing, and we can talk about it a little bit later as well, is precisely to help you break through these blocks and get your business moving.
And this is the time, you know, this is really the time to be front and center, to keep showing the audience, your target audience, you know, who you are and what you stand for by having a presence there and by communication and by listening and by talking to people. And this is really the time to do it, because in the end, that's what's going to end up happening, is people are going to end up partnering with you. And why should they partner with you? Why should they? Right? These are all good points to get clear on when you're having these conversations and when you're contacting people. But I guess that's all part of that strategy building that you were talking about earlier. So why don't we go ahead and take our last break? And when we come back, we're going to cover some more points onto how you can take your business to the next level now and pivot in this modern day. We'll be right back.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The vibration of change.
that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
We've covered a lot of things over these last 40 minutes on the show, and we talked a lot about how we can take our business to the next level now and really nurture these relationships with our leads and prospects over the next 30 days. And Hannah was telling us that she's got a 72-hour plan, and we know that many of us, you know, are good at planning, but we also want to take action. So tell us, you know, what business owners can do right now to get a clear roadmap and how to start generating leads. And let's really look at what action steps we can take.
Right. So the easiest way for me to explain this is, you know, I gave the nine steps. So first we need to see where you are in your business. Some businesses actually will be ready to roll out that active prospecting, or they would have had a bunch of content that they can repurpose and start, you know, using that to post on social media. So they might be prepared. And then there'll be other businesses that they actually may not even know where to, you know, they don't even have clarity, or they don't know which platforms to post on. Like the other day we did a completely new account on Pinterest, and we used certain strategies. They went from, they used to have 200 views on their page, and in about 6 days, they've gone up to over 5,000 views, and they're getting click-throughs back to their website. So the Pinterest strategy works amazing, but is it the right strategy for you and your business? So in 72 hours, you can accomplish a lot, but the biggest thing that you need to accomplish is the audit. Figuring out what's the strength of your business, what does your audience want, where are you with your marketing, where are your business strategies, what we need to change, how do we reposition yourself, and then the preparation you can complete in 72 hours. And it will usually, people take like 2 months, 3 months, a long time to prepare. But if you do it, and in say I'm going to take 3 days. I'm going to shift the positioning of my business. I'm going to figure out what offer I'm going to give that will lead me, my clients. What is my lead magnet? How do I, you know, convert these leads? What can I do? What is my strategy to go out to my audience? Who's the audience? Which platforms are they on? If we can figure this out in 72 hours, then your next 30 days are going to be highly productive and very lucrative for you. So what, you know, like, one of the things that you can do is you can speak with us, or you can, if you have a mentor, speak with your mentor, but you can speak with us through our link. And if it's okay for me to give the link right now, Cornelia, I'll just
absolutely,
give it.
Absolutely, yeah.
So it's www.ahanalara.com/join us. When you go into ahanalara.com/join us on the thank you page, you'll see a button. And that button goes directly to our appointment calendar, and just go and put an appointment there. If you use that to speak with one of us, we can do a very quick audit for you right now and say, hey, these are your gaps right now. This is what you need to fill. And then give you that 72 hours, what you need to do in the next 3 days in order to fill those gaps. So this is, the preparation is very important. It differs from, you know, business to business, because some businesses will already have the systems, other business will probably need the system, but that we can take care of that. We can help you take care of that. But once you are ready, mm-hmm. in those 72 hours, then you can take on either yourself, you can learn yourself how to do active prospecting, or you can use like one of our services, or you can use a service in order to do that active prospecting for you. And that will start generating leads for you to have sales conversation. Then you'll have another problem, which is, what do I say when they come in? So, but a step at a time. So once you start getting appointments, then you can go on to the next step. But the first thing is, let's get you some appointments. Let's get you some conversations.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
huge. Get the appointments on there because that's going to make you feel good because you know that you're going to have conversations about your offerings. And that's going to make you feel really good when you have those leads scheduled. And then take the next step so you don't get overwhelmed because there's a lot of things that you have to, you know, it's a lot of things not to get overwhelmed, right?
Actually, most people get overwhelmed thinking of the whole process.
Yeah.
And what I say to them is, this is not the time for you to plan the next 9 to 12 months. Trust me, because your 9 to 12 months are going to look very different in 4 months. So hold on to that. Just serve people now and start doing this so that at least over the next, you know, 30 to 90 days, you're actually helping a bunch of people and you're making money in your business. So let's just focus on that. Let's get you moving. And then you can start planning that content strategy, the long-term strategy, how to gain authority, how to gain influence, then roll out your programs. We can sell a $2,000, $4,000, $10,000 program, but the point is, how many takers are there? So if you really go out to the market saying, I have a $5,000 program and I need to sell this versus I need to help 200 people. I need to 500 people. That's all you need to do. You need to make that shift so that your business starts rolling. So don't hold on to the big thing. Just start doing things a step at a time. I think that will really help open up the cash flow.
Yeah. I love that idea. How can I help 200 people, 300 people?
Yeah.
That's a totally different energy standing in, you know, when you ask that question. So what about the learning curve? Right? Because there's a lot of things that people are learning right now and pivoting. In fact, that they're also cash tight and how can they invest in learning or doing a campaign.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. So most people are thinking, oh my goodness, you know, I've got to, you know, take on, you know, some courses. I need to take on coaching or I need to take on services, but I'm cash tight. So the way we need to think about this is, in return of investments, what is your return on investment? So for example, if you were to spend $100 and you get $1,000 in return, you would spend $100, right? If you need to work really hard for like 20, 40 hours, and then you create a strategy that gives you long-term lead generation flow, you would spend that time. So most people don't spend money and time because, you know, they're afraid, first of all, whether this will work out, whether will I succeed, will I get results? And second is they don't have a clear direction and test out or map their results. So the first one we can't help you with. You have to be courageous and you have to take the risk. That's your personal breakthrough. We can help in talking it out with you, but ultimately you have to make the breakthrough. But the second part, which is clarity, direction, and strategy and testing and mapping, of course, we can help you with that. So the learning curve, you have to understand, is always based on what do I get in return? If I put this time, if I put this money, how fast can I get the return? When Daniel and I started our first blog, I think it was in 2014, we launched the blog, we spent money, we put in a lot of time, we launched the blog. Within 30 days, we've made a profit. So it didn't matter to us how much we spent, how much time or money we spent, because within 45 days, boom, we had profit. So we were very happy about it. And then we just kept on getting profits after profits after profits. So you have to look at it as earn while you learn. Earn while you learn. What is the return on my investment? That's the way. Then your learning curve, actually through experience, your learning curve is a lot faster anyways.
Yeah. Give us the link again, Ahana. Give us the link.
It's www.ahanalara.com/join-us. On the thank you page, you can get the appointment link. Or if you have urgent queries, if you really need some questions answered, you can just directly email me at info@ahanalara.com.
Yeah. This was, again, another powerful entrepreneur episode on how to take your business to the next level in these uncertain times. But where there is a will, where there is grit and a desire to shift and pivot and, you know, stand in your passion with your business. Thank you, Ahana. Give our love to Daniel, and hopefully you'll feel better soon. And we'll see you again. And all of you, take care. And please, you know, take Ahana up on her offer and give her a call and schedule a time so that you can take your business to the next level. See you again next time. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.